providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time to continue the KE Report, KER Politics specifically. We are going to discuss some of the topics that we discussed this past week. We're doing this for the benefit of our radio audience. Want to start out talking about some of the economic issues that we talked about. You know, we have a huge, huge inflation going on right now. Grocery prices are up about 30%, and the energy prices are up significantly. I'm paying roughly $1.50 a gallon more than I was paying for gasoline, let's say, about a month ago, somewhere in that area. Jimmy, you've got some ideas that you think is causing this. Let's talk first about inflation. Let's talk about energy prices, and let's talk about food prices. Food prices, I don't think there's anything necessarily nefarious about that. But the energy prices, I like what you have to say.
Well, I look comprehensively at inflation and what's happening right now. So clearly the biggest reason why we have inflation is because the federal government has pumped about $6 trillion into the economy over the COVID crisis. So we're flooding the economy with dollars, which reducing value. And of course, that's the simple version. But let's talk at some of the impacts here, you know, with food prices, with what we're seeing with the transportation and distribution problems around the country with supply chain breakdowns. A lot of these restrictions are related to regulation and policies that are put in place by this current administration that are slowing things down and having a very significant impact on supply chain. If there's less items, then of course manufacturers and producers and retailers can increase their prices because demand's up. So we're going to see higher demand. We see fewer things on the shelves. Prices are going up. You also have a very significant labor problem. Part of it is because people are afraid to go back to work for COVID because half the population thinks that COVID's the end of the world and they're scared to death of it. The other half of the population says this is ridiculous, but they're being fired from their jobs because they don't want to get vaccinations for an untested, unproven technology that's basically potentially harmful to them, and they don't feel at risk because as we get more information, we realize the COVID crisis is really not as much of a crisis as what everybody feared. So those factors are all there. But let me tell you what you brought up, which I think is really important for people to consider. There are senior members of the Biden regime right now publicly stating over the last week that this is not a problem, that one, it's transitory, that inflation's transitory, and specifically with energy, hey, maybe this is a good thing. And I'm just summarizing here, but a number of senior members of the administration are saying maybe this isn't a bad thing that energy prices are so high because that'll push us away from fossil fuels. And the ultimate goal of affecting climate change. So it seems to me that there's a specific agenda within this administration, this regime, that is attempting to social engineer economic impact on people in order to achieve their political ends of climate change. And I think they're getting support around the world with it. And the problem is it's hurting the most vulnerable in our society, the people that need, you know, that work at $15 an hour jobs or have to drive to work or take their kids to school. And of course, it's impacting everything. And it's it's really potentially undermining all trust and faith in the American dollar. But again, that pushes people towards a more stable, what they believe to be a stable currency, some sort of cryptocurrency, a globalized currency. I'm afraid that's what the ultimate objectives are right now.
Well, that's an interesting point. There's no question about it. Rising fuel prices will push people away from fossil fuels. But the fact of the matter is that change, that transition would take more than just about 6 months. You'd have to get people hang on a second, but you'd have to get people necessarily to make the transition to electric cars, et cetera, et cetera. If that's what they want, you know, I don't agree with it personally. Well, I you know, it doesn't matter to me because I can afford it. It wouldn't bother me that much if gas prices got that high, that we'd be forced to go to electric cars. But in terms of bothering society as a whole, it would be an absolute killer. What would that accomplish for the administration if that happened, Jimmy?
Well, actually, it'll cause the destruction of our economy. And let's look about how do we transition to electric cars? What produces the electricity? We don't. It doesn't come from thin air. There's no way we can support it through
Absolutely
solar. There's
not.
No way we can sort it through wind energy. There's no way. It's not even possible to do it. So what are you doing? You're depending on other energy sources. Where are they? What are they? Right now, it would be impossible to move off this. So what are they going to achieve with this? They're going to achieve basically damaging the economy in order to, for some political end, to appease a very powerful but influential group of people that are dedicated to the idea that the world is going to collapse in a few years because of our climate. But the reality is, I think that has nothing to do with it. I think it's a tool to take down borders, to look at the world in a global system to where big financial corporations and big finance people actually can move money through cryptocurrencies. They can move money with and labor across borders without controls, that they take away basically the way that our society is built right now to achieve their political ends and their power and financial ends. I think they're doing nothing. And this administration in the long term is actually undermining themselves, trust and faith in society. And there's absolutely no way that we can meet these goals. We can't do it. It's not going to happen.
Jim,
it's just a reality.
Yeah, you were talking a while back about writing a book, if I'm not mistaken. Boy, if you could put all of this down in a novel, you could really get people to stop and think. I don't know if you have time to do that, but that would be, in my opinion, if it were correctly written, if it were well written, et cetera, it would be an immediate bestseller, because there are a lot of conspiracy theories out there right now that I think are absolutely ridiculous. This does not happen to be one of them. This definitely falls into the category of a conspiracy theory, but I have to say this. There are no negative aspects that I can hear in what you are saying, and I think it's very, very sad that this is going on. It's really sad because a lot of people believe this is the best thing that could happen to American society. I don't happen to fall into that camp whatsoever. Transitions are fine, but transitions take time.
I think the rich and powerful, the global corporatists that control the media outlets that are actually perpetuating some of this propaganda, there's an agenda there. They're, in my view, in my opinion, and the facts show an agenda that they're attempting to shape and engineer society in a way that will benefit them best. And they think they know better for the average person.
Oh, there's no question whatsoever. Yeah, no question.
That's the ultimate struggle right now between those that think they know better than others and they will tell them what to do, or allowing us to think, individuals think for themselves and make choices for themselves. It's COVID, it's the media, it's Department of Justice, it's the administration, it's propaganda, it's corporate influence. It's amazing how much of an impact all this has in such a short period of time, and really in just a year and a half since this COVID outbreak.
Yep. Well, let me tell you one other thing, and COVID has a little bit to do with this. There's no question about that. It's got actually more than just a little bit. I have gotten into the habit of utilizing Whole Foods, which is an Amazon company. Whole Foods delivers, et cetera, et cetera. I'm paying a little bit more for my groceries. I am a member of Prime, so the delivery fee is not astronomical. It's not a killer necessarily. But I am so used to having my groceries delivered in a timely manner that I am almost thinking illogically about grocery delivery utilizing Whole Foods. That same thing is going to happen in the future to America. That same general philosophy is going to happen. And then Mr. Bezos is going to become even wealthier and wealthier. Ladies and gentlemen, be right back. Project Veritas.